Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Joe Chow, Western New York and Media Care Medical Director, talking about everything with the COVID picture. Dr. Chow, thanks for being with us. You know, we are seeing cases rise. We're also seeing vaccinations rise. And we got word from the state that about 25% of people in Erie County, so about one in four people throughout Erie County, and the number is similar for much of Western New York, kind of expanding on that, have completed their vaccination series, are considered completely vaccinated, and nearly 40% of people have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And these numbers keep expanding and expanding, even with some of the Johnson & Johnson news. Is this the level that you expected us to be at this point? Because I feel like early in the rollout, we were talking so much about the trouble getting vaccinations out there to the public, and to be sitting here in early April and talking about, you know, one in four people fully vaccinated, that seems pretty good.
Yeah, I think we had a slow start to begin with, and I think everybody felt that. And I think we've made somewhat of a comeback over the past several weeks. Certainly the supply increases and the increase in venue has helped, as well as opening it up, as we talked about last week, now opening up to everyone 16 or older. So that really opened up pretty much everybody who wants it can get it. So where we are right now, I'm certainly pleased from the start that we had. But if we take a look at the road ahead, we still have quite a bit to go. We're obviously looking at trying to get to a lofty goal, as Dr. Fauci would say, to herd immunity, which he estimates about 80 to 90%. So we're I'd say, a pat on our back for getting to where we are right now, but still a bit of ways to go.
You know, we're hearing about a rise in infections, and it seems like it's a race right now between the virus and the vaccine. Is it somewhat more worrisome because this rise of infections, it's really affecting a smaller segment of the community now, right? Because 25% of people are vaccinated?
That's right. And I think we started to hear this now a bit more in the past few weeks, talking a little bit about this race between getting everyone vaccinated as well as the variants. I would add another few factors to that. It's the opening up, a little bit of laxity and fatigue, which again, we've known about. So you add that into it, I think that plays a pretty big role in it. Worrisome, it certainly anytime the cases rises, we are worried about it. But again, it does seem like it's shifting more towards the younger age group. So remember that the virus needs humans essentially to replicate and propagate and go further. So the more people we have vaccinated, the less likely the virus will get to these people. And so the pool of people does become smaller. And at this point, it does seem like it's now leaning more towards the younger age group. And that's why having the vaccines open from the 16-year-old and up, this is fantastic news.
All right, yeah. So more people getting the vaccine all the time. By the way, there are appointments available today, which doesn't always happen. You could find the link at News Radio 930 to some of those clinics. You know, Dr. Chow, I think for a lot of people, once they get the vaccine, they have a lot of questions as to why there's certain restrictions or recommendations kind of still put upon people who are vaccinated. And I think the biggest question that I hear, and I heard this a lot, or it kind of came up in my mind after last week, you heard Josh Allen talk about the vaccine, and he said, well, you know, I'm looking into getting it, and people had strong opinions one way or another, I think mostly because he didn't just say, yeah, I'm going to get the vaccine. And my kind of take on that is, well, once you're vaccinated, what does it matter to you if other people are vaccinated? You know, if you have the vaccine, you have that protection. What does it matter if, you know, who Joe or John or Josh Allen or whoever else gets the vaccine too? Is there an answer for that?
Yeah, certainly. Once people do get the vaccine, we'll take a look if people don't get the vaccine. So certainly for the people who don't, why does it matter? Certainly it's getting COVID, and we've heard about the hospitalization rates rising. So one, nobody wants to get COVID through the natural immunity standpoint. For the person itself, why does it matter? Well, we can actually see that if we take a look at the restrictions that were put upon everybody who have not been vaccinated, so let's say months ago, think about everything that we can do now. You know, there's the traveling that some of the restrictions when you come back to quarantine, test, much of these are lifted. There's now the, if you are vaccinated and other people are vaccinated, you can group together. So if we think about some of the things that we are now able to do if you're vaccinated, we've come quite a way from even during the holidays. But really, you know, why should everyone care? And it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier about the herd immunity. The sooner we get less people the virus can get to, the sooner we're going to get to that herd immunity and back to as normal as we can possibly imagine at this point. So that's why it is still important for, you know, why would I care if I have vaccinated, if others do or don't? It's really, we all live in this community. And so everybody getting the vaccine does count to get to normal.
Dr. Chow, the other question that I get repeatedly, and we see it on our text board all the time too, once someone is vaccinated, why do they have to continue wearing a mask?
Yeah, and so that's a great question. From the standpoint of transmission, we do believe that the vaccines, and studies are ongoing right now, we do believe the vaccines can prevent transmission. There still needs to be more studies, which they are being done right now. And again, it does look promising, but not everything is 100% from a transmission standpoint, but also from a vaccine standpoint. They are 95% effective, most of them, the Moderna, Pfizer, which means that there are still several percent that may still get it. And so because not everything is 100%, there's still that possibility, one, that you can get it, and two, that you can transmit it. But from a statistical standpoint, right, I'm talking about the those percentages are pretty low, but they're not zero. So that's the reason why it's still recommended that everybody does wear a mask.
All right. Dr. Chow, thanks so much for the time this morning. Dr. Joe Chow, Medical Director of Western New York Immediate Care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!